Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello,
good evening,
and welcome. And yes, here we are once again on a Saturday evening on Manx Radio. 9 o'clock, it must mean it is time for the best in modern and contemporary jazz. Jumping in with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's Jumping In on what, under normal circumstances, would be a mad weekend. What am I saying? It's still a mad time by any normal circumstances, but without the atmosphere, bustle, or indeed the beer tent traditionally associated with the first week of June. Still, the sun's making a decent show of not raining, and the kids are on holiday again, so throw your leathers on the barbie. After all, you won't get into them after lockdown. Put your feet up and enjoy an hour of some of the best jazz around. So as you're sitting down, H, what have been your lap records this week?
We're looking for a rainbow sign from Ron Miles, paying tribute to the great trombonist Curtis Fuller, who passed away at good old age just a few days ago, and celebrating the fact that Melissa Eldana is heading to Blue Note.
And for me, well, we play, we have a good night, we get up and get tied up in elastic. Here's Garth Nielsen's Supersonic Orchestra. And there it segues into another 5 minutes or more of Coda, recorded live at the 2019 Mould Festival, which is incidentally another one we need to add to our list when when travel and funds permit.
Yes.
That was Botinot Elastic Circle, or at least most of it, from drummer and composer Gard Nielsen's Supersonic Orchestra, and indeed supersonic they are. The 16-piece ensemble credits all the members as playing percussion, as well as Gard and two other drummers, three double bassists, and the other 10 members have seven reedsmen, doubling clarinet as well as sax, two trumpeters and a trombonist. So there's no harmony instruments at all. Molde in Norway is one of the oldest jazz festivals in the world. And whilst I'm not going to name all 16 members, there are some pretty well-known guys involved in that band. Per Texas Johansson on sax, ECM artist Mathias Obera, another recent artist on saxophone, trumpeter Goran Kafjes, who's fantastic into the wild, I played last year, I think, bassist Peter Eld and Ingebrigt Flatten, and of course, the leader Gard Nielsen. A great album, which really, I think, conveys the excitement of a live festival, and hopefully we'll all be going back to those soon.
Ah, amen to that. We keep our fingers crossed. And hopefully it does look like the LJF London Jazz Festival 2021 is going ahead. They're certainly gearing up for what they hope is going to be pretty much an ordinary festival, as in using the usual venues, and they're hoping currently, all things being equal in the UK, of course, by November, which is when it takes place, that social distancing and such like won't be in place, and they will just be able to use places like the Barbican, the Queen Elizabeth Hall, and the jazz clubs as well, of course, the likes of Ronnie's and 606, and use them in their usual way, the new ordinary or whatever you want. Fingers crossed that will be the case. Very much looking forward to that, and some interesting artists coming up there. So we just have to hope that will go that way. Jumping in, Chris and H with you over the next hour. Some just a roundup of some great sounds this week. No specials. We do have some interviews coming up. Joe Lovano in a week or so.
Yeah, a couple of weeks for Joe.
I think we ought to get him lined up. I think we had
and
a chat with him a few weeks
Tommy
back.
As well.
And also Tommy Smith, so we need to have a listen back to some
and
of those.
Nick Bartsch, the Swiss minimalist. Recordings. We maybe do a minimalist special in
exactly,
next month,
yeah.
Perhaps.
We've got a little room full of wonderful recordings at the moment, building quite a vault of some good stuff there. Ron Miles, he's a fine one, a player, cornetist and a trumpet player. He's had two or three out. We played one a couple of years ago. He had one out, which I heard quite recently, someone thought that's got to be worth checking out. Rainbow Sign from 2020 on Blue Note in the company. Fine lineup: Brian Blade, Bill Frizzell, Jason Moran, Thomas Morgan. And let's hear the eponymous track from the album, Rainbow Sign. Thank you. Rainbow Sign, Ron Miles with his band. All-star lineup: Brian Blade at the drums, Bill Frizzell at guitar, Jason Moran piano, Thomas Morgan on the bass. I thoroughly enjoyed it, actually. A really nice album. If I had one criticism, I was reading some reviews online, and somebody suggested, yeah, I quite enjoyed it. However, and I do see where they were coming from, they said, I think Bill and Jason cancel each other out. And I sort of know what he means, in as much at times. They're sort of, you've got the sort of stabs from of the piano chords from Jason Moran, and then you've got Bill doing some of his nice little loops, some of his little effects, and you almost sort of lose one in the other, which I do get it. You think, would it work better with just the guitar or just the piano? I don't know. Maybe I'm nitpicking there. I enjoyed it anyway. Ron Miles, Rainbow Sign on Blue Note.
Very good indeed. And interesting, actually, Brian Blade and pretty much all the members of his band directly, both the guitarist and the pianist, John Cowherd. The guys pop up in so many lineups, you just realise how busy some of these top call men are when they go into lots of other people's bands as well. Another drummer-led ensemble now. Orem is a new Swiss band led by drummer Remo Björner, and coincidentally, it's also an anagram of his name. I wonder if he spotted that. From their new release, Clear Vision, here's Play.
Hi, this is Seamus Blake. You're listening to Jumpin' In on Manx Radio. Thank you.
Lovely stuff. La Madrina, the name of the track there from the album Visions by Melissa Aldana and her band. Melissa on tenor sax, sort of emulating her hero, Sonny Rollins at times. Has a definite Sonny sound about her to a degree. Sam Harris on piano and Rose Pablo Manara's bass, Tommy Crow on drums, and Joe Ross on vibes on tracks there as well throughout. It got a Grammy for that one, actually, Visions, a while back, a very successful album, and playing it because it's just recently been announced that she is moving to Blue Note. So she's absolutely delighted. They announced it at the beginning of May, I think, Blue Note signing up composer and saxophonist Melissa Aldana. She's said to be heading into the studio later, in fact, probably at the end of May, so she might well have recorded her new album now, which will be her Blue Note debut, but not due to be released until early next year. Felt unreal being signed to Blue Note, she says. There's been so much Blue Note music I've checked out throughout the years. It influenced me and gave me a sense of direction. So one to look out for on Blue Note in 2022.
Indeed. And before that, we had Play, taken from the debut album of Swiss quartet Orem, the brainchild of drummer and composer Remo Bjorna. And if this is an indication of things to come, I'd say it was a band to watch out for, with perhaps more than a hint of Matheny influence on show from guitarist Andy Sight. Now, we have heard over the years some spectacular child prodigies on this show, but a question often asked is, what happens to a child prodigy when they grow up and are no longer a novelty? Well, as long as they practice, this.
Thank you.
Sounds so easy, doesn't it, when you look at it like that?
Yeah, practice makes perfect.
Yes, described by none other than the great Dave Brubeck as a genius, that was Dizzy Gillespie's A Night in Tunisia, given, of course, an athletic workout by Eldar Djangarov from his latest release, Rhapsodize, which came out at the start of 2020, just as the world was unfortunately waking up to COVID. So a supporting tour was cut short, but now 34... he's noticeably added his surname back in again.
Yeah,
don't know if that's a good or bad thing. Maybe his searches weren't coming up with just Eldar, who knows. But now based in the Big Apple, has no new tour dates as of yet, but hopefully soon. Really nice album, this, with a mix of original material, some slightly more rocky, and intelligent reworking of standards, ably supported by his regular trio companions, drummer Jimmy McBride and bassist Raviv Markovits, and, of course, Eldar on piano and keyboards.
Terrific stuff. From new to old, to a large degree, and to Eldar. He's in his 30s now, I suppose, not quite as new as he used to be. But Curtis Fuller, the great trombonist, played with, well, you name it, really, in the bebop era and through Blue Note, pretty much everyone, from Elvin Jones through John Coltrane, Art Blakey, whatever. Passed away just recently at the age of 88. Fine sound, big sound he had on the trombone, fine player as well. Started off with Yusuf Lateef back in the 50s, went on, did several albums on his own, Bone and Barry and such like, numerous albums, God knows how many on Blue Note and other labels around that time. And I said, played with pretty much everyone, influenced by the likes of Donald Byrd, Barry Harris, Kenny Burrell, and of course played on numerous albums. I think 3 years he spent with the Messengers, and one of his solos on the Ugetsu album, said to be one of his favourites, on John Coltrane's Blue Train album. I think one of Coltrane said it was one of his own favourite albums, and of course it featured Curtis. Here he is on one of his own, Curtis Fuller Quintet Bluesette is the album. The track, Five Spot After Dark. Thank you.
Hi, this is Clark Tracy. You're listening to Jumping In on Manx Radio.
Played specially for a friend with a birthday this week who's a fan of the vibes. Pascal Schumacher, personal legend with his quartet there. Jeff Neve piano, Tern Verbruggen at the bass. And a fine one. I've actually heard of him for quite some time. And Christopher Defisher on bass. And before that, Curtis Fuller, who passed away at the age of 88.
Well, that's about it for this Naughty Tea Week edition of Jumping In. Halfway through the year already, nearly, but who cares if the music's that good. Now, Colin Cannon is a guitarist, animator and educator who qualified with a jazz guitar first-class degree and a composition master's from Berkeley back in 2007. He's since got five albums out, with his previous release being listed in many Jazz Albums of the Year choices in 2007. 2016. His music falls into an unclassifiable category for me, and McGolrick is his latest release, which is A Diary of Lockdown, and is the name of the park in New York near his apartment. The album and his brilliant animation, check it out on his website, tells the story of the noisy park and its inhabitants. No keyboards used, and instead extractions and samples of snippets of conversations from his phone or AM broadcasts punctuate the adventure. We'll leave you with Get Up. See you next week.
Be good.
Bye for now.
with that band?
Oh, what's happening, dude?
Mr. Cannon, this is James Carson, I'm your driver.
Carson, what's going on?
No time, it's your mom.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, how long have we known each other?
Time to get up.